This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The return journey of Indian astronaut group captain Subhanshu Shukla and three other crew members of the XEM-4 mission will begin in a short while with the undocking of the spacecraft beginning at 4:30 p.m. The crew will be reached back on Earth at around 3 p.m. tomorrow.
After landing, Group Captain Shukla, along with other crew members, will undergo a 7-day rehabilitation program under the supervision of the flight surgeons to adapt back to Earth's gravity. Group Captain Shukla is on a 14-day mission to the International Space Station. He became the first Indian to visit the ISS and the second Indian astronaut after Wing Commander Rakesh Sharma, who went to space in 1984. During the journey, Group Captain Shukla conducted 7 India-specific experiments. In his farewell speech aboard ISS, Group Captain Shukla described his space journey as incredible.
I did not imagine all this when I started on Falcon 9. The team that is standing behind me have made it really special for us being here on the station. It was an incredible joy to be here and working alongside with a bunch of professionals. I would like to thank my country and all their citizens for supporting this mission.
Along with Shukla, the mission had 3 astronauts. Manik Sharma, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Chandrayaan-3, a historic achievement of India's science and determination, has completed 2 years today. The primary objective of this mission was to place a lander and rover in the highlands near the moon's south pole and to demonstrate end-to-end landing and roving capabilities. On this day in 2023, LVM-3M4 rocket, developed by Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, successfully launched Chandrayaan-3 into orbit. President Draupadi Murmu today appointed new governors in Haryana and Goa and new lieutenant governors in Ladakh. Former Civil Aviation Minister Pusapati Ashok Gajapati Raju has been appointed as governor of Goa, while Professor Asim Kumar Ghosh will be the governor of Haryana. Kavinder Gupta has been appointed as the lieutenant governor of Ladakh. The president also accepted the resignation of lieutenant governor of Ladakh, Brigadier retired Dr. B.D. Mishra. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has stressed on the importance of open exchange of views and perspectives between India and China amid the complex international situation. Dr. Jaishankar held a meeting with Vice President of China, Heng Zhang, in Beijing today. He highlighted that continued normalization of ties between the two countries can produce mutually beneficial outcomes. The minister also expressed confidence that his discussions in this visit will maintain that positive trajectory. Dr. Jaishankar said India supports a successful Chinese presidency at the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO. He is on a 2-day visit to China to attend the SCO Foreign Ministers' Meeting in Tianjin City tomorrow. Union Minister for Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbananda Sonowal, today launched the 2-day Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multi-Sectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation, BIMSTEC Ports Conclave in Visakhapatnam. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Sonowal stated that India's neighborhood-first policy exemplifies its commitment to leading cooperation in the regional maritime sector. The 2-day conclave will deliberate on the unwavering commitment to enhancing regional maritime connectivity and cooperation among the ocean-rim nations of the Bay. Delhi's Rouse Avenue Court today reserved its order on cognizance of the prosecution complaint of the ED against senior Congress leader Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi and others in the National Herald money laundering case. The court has listed the matter for order on the 29th of this month. The matter was related to whether to take cognizance of the supplementary charge sheet in the National Herald case in which allegations of money laundering against Congress leaders have been made. The Met Department has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over West Bengal, Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Jharkhand and Odisha for the next 2 days. IMD scientist Dr. Naresh Kumar told Akashvani that today monsoon conditions are in a very active phase due to 2 low-pressure systems are likely to form, one over northwest Madhya Pradesh and its neighbouring areas and the other over northwest Bay of Bengal and adjoining coastal regions. This will cause extremely heavy rainfall over adjoining areas. In cricket, chasing the target of 193 runs, India were 81 for 6 against England in the third test match of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Lord's a short while ago. And that is the end of this news bulletin.